you guys. I'm just showing up, you guys, because I'm really wanting to show up for myself and getting to really, to kind of tell it how it really is at this time. And, you go through ups and downs. You think you have the energy, but then you don't. It automatically, shuts you down. And one of the other things that is coming up in my awareness is that, say if you are trying to, and then I'll put this as an example. I would journal a lot in my spiritual awakening when I barely started. And there's ideas in there, and that I said, you know what, and it hasn't been touched in a while, so I'm like, you know what, let me organize it, and let me see with these ideas, right? Let me start where I left off, and it really clearly gives me this kind of shutdown. Is like, no. One of the things that it was coming up is like, no, you're done with this chapter. You're done with this book. You're done with this book. There's nothing that you can do to continue it. It's done. It's done. Okay? Do not open it. Do not try to add anything to it. It is done. It's complete. It's finito. The only thing that you can do about it is kind of like write a book about it, and that's it. Okay? There's nothing more that you can do. It's like, now I'm getting the epiphany. It's like you have to live in the present moment. Okay? So you're getting these downloads. You're getting new information. Use that. Okay? Because things change. Things are changing. It's not how it was. two hours ago, last year, 2 minutes ago, it all changes. And that's what we're like in this concept, right? I think there's definitely you are wanting to run with ideas. But these ideas that are from your past, and that is not a no-go. That's why they kind of told me, it's like, shut this down, close it out. You know, emerge from the new. It would explain itself. You just have to just let it grow with what you have now, with what you're working with now. So being in the energy, and I was doing this 333. So being in the energy of the present, in the now, has a lot of potent energy. But there's things that are keeping us. And I think we can see that it is a collective as within us, within ourselves. Right? Trying to, open up unfinished business when it's like telling us, like, no, you gotta let it go. You're done with it. There's no need for you to open it. And so that's kind of where we are right now. And that's why we feel this kind of being stuck, because in some part in ourselves, we are keeping ourselves stuck, right? And I know that most of us, 90% of us does not want to admit to that, does not want to kind of like be in the denial. And but with everything that you're dealing with, it's just you have gone through such a massive change, right? First is trying to find yourself, right? The second is trying to complete these cycles. The other thing is to, you know, peel every layer of the twin flame journey. And it's about, you know, finding yourself, choosing yourself, right? And with everything, you know, if you're going through menopause, that goes in it, you know. It's, your life is, it has just changed so much. And with all that, you know, the planetary alignments and divine intervention, like, it is massive. It is massive, and I think now I'm just, it was supposed to be like this. This is what it is, right? But the thing is that, you know, with all this, you know, not only were you battling your ego self, but you were also battling your spiritual ego, right? And even when it's like, okay, I see that, and then you just kind of stop, it gives you this kind of, okay, and this is where you are, because now there's a new phase that is happening. There's always, the energy always seems to be moving around, whether you know it or not, it does. One thing just does not stay one place. And so that is kind of what is happening at this time. I think just honestly speaking your truth to yourself definitely gives you hope within your situation, within yourself, to know that you can battle this and you can move from this, right? It's about not forgetting things that you have been taught, but do not grow seeds from your past. It's like, do not grow seeds in your past, okay? You have to grow them within the now in order for them to flourish. You have new ideas, let them come into light. So, yes, my beautiful friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, this is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life, and Guidance to the Unknown, the Role Less Taken. Thank you.